Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And, of course, Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
You doing all right with all the quarantining and such?
I'm not quarantined. I go anywhere I want.
Well, you don't go much anywhere anyway.
So I go down to the Walmart.
So life's about the same.
Yeah, hasn't changed one bit.
Now I have been down to the Walmart.
I do not follow the directions down there.
They got them everywhere. We're going to talk about that here in a couple of these stories. In about 30 minutes, Jeffrey Matt's going to be here. JeffreyMatt.com, M-A-T-T-E. The COVID, he is a, avid researcher. He's a disciple. I don't know if that's the right word. He's a, what's the word? A mentor. He's been mentored. That's a better word. He's been mentored by Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, wow.
About research, and he's really sharp.
So you've had him on before, right?
Yeah, several times. Yep. He's done some really good research, particular things you need to know about this social credit score. What does this mean? Also, story that you'll cover, Kev, about, treasuring the Fed, maybe merging. What does that mean? So we'll talk a lot about that. So he'll be on, but then we'll do the news before then. So, hope you're doing well. Now I get emails that I don't give out this number. We got news for half hour. If you want to call and talk about whatever is on your mind, you want to vent, you want to, yell about your children running around the house.
Cough into the phone.
Just whatever. Just call 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Like to hear your perspective. What are you dealing with? What are you seeing? What are your thoughts about any of this? It'd be great. So feel free. 844-769-2944. One more time. Get your pen and paper. 844-769-2944. 4-4. Get to the news. How coronavirus mutated and 8 strains raced around the world after initial outbreak. In China's global cases top 660,000. Daily Mail. A real cheery article from the Daily Mail about how they say the virus is mutated 8 times.
I've heard it's up to 40.
Okay, well, they know everything about the mutations, but they don't know that it started in a lab. They won't tell you that.
No, they won't tell you that.
The virus mutates so slowly that the virus strains are fundamentally very similar to each other. However, scientists around the world have been able to compile their genetic sequencing data in nextstrain.org, generating a map that tracks how the deadly virus has raced around the world. So they can do that, but can't trace the origin, how it's mixed together.
North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, location's one thing, but the virus leaves smoking gun evidence.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere.
Ventilator rationing begins in the UK. Ventilator rationing.
Okay. Well, we got tons of them here. At least Cuomo's got 20,000 sitting in the back of a hospital that he claimed he didn't have.
Where'd these come from?
Yeah.
Tokyo. You heard about the Olympics being postponed? So the Tokyo Olympics. This is a blessing for everybody who didn't want to get Fukushima'd. Didn't want to get the radiation from Fukushima.
That was a double whammy if you went over to
get the virus and Fukushima.
Radiated. If you come home and fly home from Tokyo and you start glowing in the dark, you know what happens.
Yeah, if the virus doesn't kill you, the radiation will. Well, the infection spike after Olympic delay sparks question. Before the Olympics were postponed, Japan looked like a coronavirus infection's contained. Now, since they've said it's delayed, it's spiked. What this article is saying is they were suppressing numbers.
I thought the radiation would kill that virus, though.
South Africa struggles to enforce quarantine, social distancing as coronavirus spreads. This is going to be, I hope this is not a question we have to face in the United States. This is what we talked about now about 2 weeks ago. Concentric circles getting smaller and smaller
tighter,
and smaller.
Tighter.
There's an article by Michael Snyder. I don't know if it's in the news. I hope it made the news. I don't know. It's been a busy morning, ladies and gentlemen. But, Michael Snyder mentioning that some states are pulling over people from coronavirus areas and quarantining them. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. And I heard over in the UK, some lady got arrested for sneezing on somebody else.
Twitter removes Bolsonaro tweets questioning quarantine. Okay, why is this big? This is big for a lot of reasons. This is, again, what I've told you about how they've treated this COVID, how people's comments about COVID has been similar to how they've treated people's comments about Sandy Hook.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's one thing going on. Now, Twitter's just banning it. Now, the other thing, Bolsonaro, do you know who he is? I know you've heard the name.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know your
name. No, go ahead.
He is the going to be the judge and jury over a president of a major country in the world.
Wow.
Let that sink in.
That's heavy duty.
You know, talk about elected by the people and be able to speak, you know, the people want to hear,
now
blah, blah, blah.
Now you're silencing him?
Right. So now Twitter's more powerful than that.
Seems it.
Yeah, see how that's big.
It is.
Canada bans passengers showing virus symptoms from domestic flight and trains. Well, I got a fever. Okay.
You
can't fly? You see the movie I Am Legend where they got the little reader they put on people's head?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they got.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I'm going to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana. The storable food you'll love to eat.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Where'd you go? That was odd.
We just went to another dimension.
I guess something. We're I don't know what we missed. Twitter. One story I do want to go back and make sure the Twitter removes Bolsonaro tweets from questioning quarantine. Again, the two things about this that are important. Twitter, I've told you that I see similarities between the way the internet is reacting to ideas and discussion about this virus, the same way they act and handled situations discussing Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
It's very similar. That makes me very suspicious.
It is suspicious.
Now, Bolsonaro, and I asked you, I don't know where we got cut off, but I asked you, do you know who Bolsonaro is? Bolsonaro, I guess is his real name. He's the president of Brazil. So now
it's a pretty big time to shut down a president of some country.
Right. The president
of
Yeah, the president of Brazil. So Twitter now overrules the people of Brazil who just elected this man and want to hear his voice. So now Twitter's more powerful than the voice of the president? Is that basically what we're saying?
He might send a little patrol out, go knocking on people's door.
I don't know. Let's go to Bob in Kansas. Bob in Kansas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you were there all the time. I don't know where we went. Anyway, good to talk to you this morning. What's on your mind, sir? You're cutting out. You're not cutting out. You're over the microphone. You're muffling the microphone or something. Like, move your face away or something.
All right. Over the part of the quarantine by the state of emergency addressed by Kansas City, Kansas, is that if you see somebody out that shouldn't be out, you call the police.
Whoa.
That's wonderful. Anyway, I thought that was crazy. But here's something that you need to look up, and I can't find it again. I get Smart News, and it covers everybody. And there's hundreds and hundreds of news articles, all of which you never hear of on the mainline news. But they do carry the articles. And this one's kind of scary. Well, scary in this, for most people. Friday, I read it Friday, that the heads of NORTHCOM, you all know what that is out there, have went into Cheyenne Mountain. Now, why would they need to go into Cheyenne Mountain over a virus?
Yes, I did hear that, and I did read another article about that.
Okay.
Yes, I did hear that.
I didn't hear you. I never heard you. I read it on my own. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. Why are you apologizing, Bob? No, this is important.
You've already read it.
Explain to people why this is significant, because they're, you know, this is really significant, ladies and gentlemen. So explain that, Bob.
Well, if you go into Cheyenne Mountain, which is many stories under the ground, about 600 feet under the base of the mountain, built in some kind of hardened...
In Colorado. It's in Colorado.
Yeah, it's in Colorado. It's hydraulic. Basically, it's the headquarters of our nuclear arsenal. Our all our radar, when we're in a time of trouble, goes into it, and most of the decisions on what we're going to do come out of it. And you go in there only if you think you're going to go under nuclear attack.
Maybe they see it the same way. You know that it's going to be some. They don't want crucial people. You know, that's the implications. They think that there's a legitimate risk that this is going to get so bad.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the guilty conscience.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? We started all this terrible stuff worldwide, and now it's going to blow back on us.
Maybe.
I think they're worried about that.
You might be right, Bob.
And another thing... I don't know about this virus business. I keep telling everybody that the displacement of people and the potential starvation of people and long-term job loss is going to kill more people than homelessness is going to kill more people than the...
Than the virus.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, than the virus. And one other thing. I heard people calling in live about the first week of this whole deal out of California, and they were talking about how clean the streets were. Where did all those homeless people go all of a sudden?
Where do you think they went?
Where they should have went.
Well, some of them are bad and some of them ain't. Put yourself in the other man's shoes for a while. You know, you're making $2,000 a month and you can't even get a studio apartment for that.
I know, it's terrible. Yeah,
but they shouldn't be living on the sidewalk.
You lose your job, you end up on the street. And then it's cheaper to buy a load of heroin so you can escape your troubles than it is to eat a sandwich in that. Out there, it really is. It's almost cheaper to do heroin than it is to eat a sandwich.
I would move, but I don't. Where do you think they went, Bob? Where do you think they went? Because it's very curious.
I think they're long gone.
You think they've done?
I think they're already up the smokestack.
Oh,
they might be.
I don't know, Bob. I mean, we're in a situation that
crematoriums back in the '90s. We had hundreds of those portable crematoriums.
Well, let's hope that's not.
We had them in the '90s.
Let's hope that's not the case.
I don't see any good way forward on this whole thing. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later.
See you later.
Are you doing okay? Otherwise, are you doing all right, Bob?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean,
okay.
I hold up better than most people because God made me strong in my mind and my heart, and He holds me up.
There you go.
I'm not gonna. You know, I'm kind of interested to see what happens. If God wants me to go, I'll go. If God wants me to live, I'll live. And I don't care how many, whether I got something to eat or not. It's the way it is, you know.
All right. Well, God bless you, my man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't know that, you know, I think we talked about that. I can't remember. Yeah, I know you and I did. Yeah. That's very interesting.
They got them off the street, and supposedly they have a place behind them where they were supposed to take them a year ago, but politics.
I know. That's just like Atlanta when they finally got the Olympics.
Yeah.
They had all those, you know, just slum of slums in Atlanta. For years they talk about it. Oh, we can't do nothing about it. And then as soon as we got the Olympics in Atlanta,
they're gone
like in about a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Packed up, cleaned up.
Gone. And then the bulldozers came a month later.
Yeah, given a bath and sent on their way.
Field Hospital set up in New York Central Park. Is that ominous or what? That's like out of a movie.
I used to love to go to Central Park. I loved it.
Armed vigilantes in Maine cut down tree to quarantine men from New Jersey. Did you hear that?
Yes, thing? I did.
I don't know how that's going to fly. Amazon. Okay, here, I got a question for you. Here, I'll read the story, then I got a question for you. Amazon to run daily temp checks on workers. Okay, my question to you is, isn't it true, allegedly, that you're asymptomatic with this virus for 2 weeks?
That's what they say. So it means nothing.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, but you're contagious.
Yeah, so why are they waiting until there's a fever?
I don't know. I guess they're going to go for the blood next.
New Yorkers who break distancing rules face fines of
$500.
UN warns global food shortages start now. Oh, you mean because of all the rain and nobody's working and you mean that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with countries taking care of their own. They're not shipping out stuff that goes overseas.
The economic depression of 2020, many of the restaurants, bars, and retailers that have closed will never open again.
Probably, yeah. I mean, they can't survive.
After Fed unleashes firepower, Washington rearms central bank. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've paid attention and really understand the magnitude. We'll talk about that with Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the magnitude of the amount of money that is going into these banks every night.
Every night.
I mean, therefore, that one, was it last week? Was it last week or the week before? I don't know. It starts to blend together. $1 trillion every day.
Every day. If it was me, I would take that. Instead of paying the banks, I'd let one bank go down and then pay off every mortgage in America. You will talk about a boom in America, $15,000, $2,000 every month in people's pockets. You talk about a boom. There's a boom. You want to get things jump-started?
Well, see, what you're saying right now, that's why people support Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're saying. You're supporting Bernie. That's Bernie Sanders' basically line of his platforms, more or less. I mean, similar.
To a certain extent.
Right.
But they stole all that money, so it's not socialism. It's just taking it back.
No, it's made out of nothing.
Right.
You're making out of nothing. I agree. I have a real problem. I mean, somewhere along the lines, I kind of agree with you at somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
100%. You talk about a stimulus. Why don't they stimulate the people? They always stimulate the banks and the corporations.
Right. Well, you see, now you sound like Bernie Sanders' campaign manager. And that's why people vote. I'm not degrading you by, I'm just saying that's what you sound like.
Well, then I'm all for Bernie now.
Well, see, now you vote for Bernie. You throw away your watch and now you're for Bernie.
No, I ain't for it. But what's the difference? I say take care of the people. What the heck are you taking care of the corporations for? And the banks. Pick one or two of them, let them go down, take those trillions of dollars and pay off every mortgage in America. You talk about a boom, well, there's a boom.
Well, to a point, if everything's shut down, everything's still going to be shut down.
True. But nobody has to come up with their mortgage payment.
Well, they should take care of that for sure. We're about coming to the break. Sorry, missed a few minutes of the, we got cut out there. FDA gives emergency authorization of hydrochloroquine use.
Thank goodness. Breitbart. Very good.
Hydrochloroquine. That word. Continue to show results for coronavirus patients. Information Liberation. Dr. Jeff Collier, the former governor of Kansas, who is a practicing physician, had reported this. So somebody's finally paying attention to all this.
Well, Dr. Seiko has now treated 699 patients in New York City, and he's had 100% with hydroxychloroquine with zinc.
There you go, zinc. There you go. From Mercola, nutrition and natural strategies offer hope. Again, vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc. We've talked about this almost ad nauseum.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
It works.
Selenium, too. Raisins are laden with pesticides.
Who didn't know that?
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey Madden on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's the Power Mall.
I want to tell you about a couple conversations I had this weekend, and an email I got. Where would I start? I've been doing a lot of research about the cryptos and things like that, and about the virus. Obviously, everything's going on. Trying to make sense of it is crazy. I am starting to be of the opinion from what people have told me, what my contacts have told me, whatever my sense, that this month, I mean, not March, but April is going to be, fantastic. And I don't mean that it's just going to be crazy. That's what I believe. Now, I also got an email from, Mike, good old Mike. He's always on the cheery side. He says, you have a guest like John Rappaport on talking about the virus being a hoax. And then you also, on the other side of the breath, promote different products. Well, of course I do, Mike. Let me tell you about another conversation I had. Very good friend of mine, John, one of his, contacts, one of his clients, very, very wealthy, like can afford any medical care in the world. He died of coronavirus. He was sick in the hospital. Boom, dead like that. Boom, took him. You want to get it? You want to say something?
Yeah. Hold on. I think John Rappaport just didn't explain it right. It was just no proof. The people that were in charge.
You can't answer the questions.
Right. They couldn't answer the questions, and I think he just explained it wrong.
Well, either, you know, and like I told Mike in my email, I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And they
haven't shown anybody any proof that it's real. They haven't gone through the steps that they're supposed to go through.
Right.
And they haven't done it. Does it mean it's real? Maybe it's real. But
well, people are dying.
They are.
Well, see, I found this out secondhand. You know, somebody I trust very much. He died. Or his friend that he knew very well died. Why do I say that? Well, I don't know what the truth is. I know that I can tell you what I've done. I'm loaded up on vitamin D and zinc. That's what and oregaresp and oregano. Oregano, oregaresp, D, zinc, and a couple, you know, selenium,
yep.
A couple things, vitamin C. But the first four things, oregano, resp, zinc, and D, I'm loaded.
To the max. I see your closet.
I am loaded on those things.
You can't even close it.
So I'm not doing anything. I'm doing the same thing that we're discussing here, Mike. I mean, so I get emails like that. I don't know what the truth is.
Right.
I think we're going to see very clearly this month. That's what I think. Anyway, the Power Mall, there's a lot of great specials over the Power Mall. Take advantage of them. Or I guess Mike can just live with his toilet paper. I don't know. Mike's always got some jab at me on his emails.
Oh, good.
So it's kind of almost like a running game between us now at this point.
Well, good.
Anyway, Silver Shield deodorant. You want some deodorant that isn't full of aluminum and parabens or whatever? Yeah, Silver Shield is the best.
That's good stuff.
It's the best natural deodorant. It's the best deodorant, period, I've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
Good Health Naturally, Robert Redfern will be on. Curcumin, just here. I love curcumin. Great product. Tell what happened about curcumin, about what you...
I've had bronchitis for, 20 years. Well, you've seen me. Every time you saw me for years and years and years, what did I have in my hand?
Cough medicine.
Cough medicine. And that took care of my cough. And about 2 years ago, I started on that Curcumin 4000, and I wasn't paying any attention. And slowly but surely, you know, I took less and less of the cough medicine, and now it's gone. It's completely gone. I have no cough medicine in my house. I don't cough. My bronchitis is completely gone. And I think it correlates with using Curcumin 4000.
Well, when you're coughing in your bronchial tubes, that's inflammation.
Inflammation.
Right. It's inflammation. So one of the curcumin's greatest things it does
cuts
inflammation.
So I attribute it to that. It's truly amazing.
Lithium Balance, the vitamin D3, Hyzorb Q10, the vitamin E, you know, full spectrum, tocopherols.
Mm-hmm.
Tocopherols, try.
Yeah, there's eight, right?
I'm gonna. It's tocopherols and
Oh my gosh! I don't know.
Oh my gosh! This is embarrassing. I mess it up every time. Tocopherols and there.
Tocotrienols. There it is.
Bam! Wow.
That was hard.
That was like
we pulled it out. We saved the day.
Everybody's listening right now. What in the world is going on? Well, we'll never be confused by giving medical advice, will we? Nobody will ever confuse us for giving medical advice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll talk about some of the other specials on the other side. Don't forget the Strauss Heart Drops. Fantastic. You know, nitric oxide has been proven to help against this coronavirus. And one of the biggest keys to help you get nitric oxide in your body is the stuff in the Strauss Heart Drops, by the way.
And garlic.
And the kidney formula.
You've taken
a lot more than me.
I sure have.
I looked at my bottle. I haven't taken. I probably haven't been pounding as much as you.
Gone.
I know you've been pounding.
I have. Well, when you had the problems I had, you'd pound it too.
Okay. Well, very good. And the CardioCom, any kind of, just try it.
That's next on my list. The CardioCom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest and only guest today is Jeffrey Matt at jeffreymatt.com, M-A-T-T-E. He is he's Canadian-born. He's always been a curious individual throughout his life, so he says, and I found that to be true. Learning how the world works through pattern recognition is his ongoing passion. But after discovering Jordan Maxwell's work, everything kicked into high gear. 17 years later, Jeffrey decided to share some of his findings, and he's here, very highly thought of researcher, gaining traction, gaining esteem all the time, as he should. Jeffrey Matt, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words and having me back on. It's just a real pleasure.
Oh, very good. Well, it's very good to see. What do you, before we get into some of this, the deep discussions that we're going to get into, I'm going to ask you this is a personal note. Just don't get into any of the, the UN, the WHO, just you, for you personally. When you see what's going on, how does it affect you personally? What goes through Jeffrey Matt's mind?
Well, what goes through my mind is I go through the experiences I've had. I'm in my early 40s, and what's happening right now makes me think of what is important in my life and why am I here and what am I supposed to do and how can I make a positive impact? Because right now there's a lot of discomfort that's happening and there's a lot of confusion. And I have to give thanks to I don't know how to describe whatever God is, but I have to thank God for the gifts I've been given. And one of those gifts is the curiosity. And then another gift I've been given is being around incredibly intellectually astute and insightful individuals like Jordan Maxwell and others. And then I look at what's happening today and I say, okay, I'm glad I prepared as much as I could, psychologically, spiritually, and now I'm getting all the right supplements in my home and doing the right thing. So that's what I'm trying to do. Is, and then the question is, how do I create value for those who are interested in knowing roughly what's going on or getting an idea of what's going on? Because I don't own the truth, but I've been working hard at it, and I've been under the tutelage of some interesting individuals. So what's happening to me is that I'm getting closer to, I'm trying to connect with God and connect with the solution and be part of a solution. That's what's going through my mind.
I want to start again. We're going to get away from the WHO and all this and some of these things. I went to Walmart a couple days ago, and there was stuff there, but you know, it was kind of sparse. There was, they had a restrictions on meat or, you know, milk, different things you buy. You went there, Kev. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Have you, is that the same way in Canada, Jeffrey? Have you
Absolutely.
Been? Okay. So as soon as you walk into Walmart, they got this big sign about social distancing. They got this 6 feet strip, you know, so you can understand, I guess, to teach you what 6 feet looks like. And then they got these dots, all around the store. I go to the checkout. And, I go up to the checkout like normal the guy there at the checkout says, excuse me, you gotta stay 6 feet back. And I said, well, I'm 21 years old. I'll stand wherever I want to. And he said, well, I'm just doing what I'm told, sir. I said, no, you're not. You're trying to tell me what to do. You're not doing what you're told.
That's right.
You're trying to tell me what to do. And, so that, you know, I could see where this is going. It just got me so, I was so frustrated by all that because it reminded me of the airports, because how things change in the airports.
Yeah.
You know, you got, you know, more and more restricted, more and more telling you what to do, but now take off your shoes.
Yeah.
I'm ranting a little bit, Jeffrey, but I want to get, I want to set this so I get your perspective. I remember one time so distinctly going through the airport. I had my shoes on, and then the lady said, hey, no, you got to take those off. I says, she said, for your safety, we're going to have to ask you, that was her word. That's what triggered me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what set me off. For your safety, sir, you're going to have to take those shoes off. And I said, for my safety, how is this helping my safety for me to take these off? He said, well, you know, we're checking. This is for everybody. No. How is this checking for my safety? I know there's no bomb in here.
Yeah.
So how is this helping my safety for me to take my shoes off? And, you know, obviously we're not going to solve theoretical pop politics in the Bill of Rights there in the TSA line. So I just let it go. But it just, it was the same feeling I had there at the airport.
Yeah. CIA wrote it.
Yeah. It's like the same feeling.
That's exactly
at
right.
The Walmart now.
Yeah.
And it just set me off. It's like they're programming us to train. Anyway, I just ranted quite a bit. Do you have any comment about the Walmart, Kev, before I get to Jeffrey?
Well, since I saw that sign, I immediately brushed up against two or three people.
You hip-checked them?
I did. Get a forearm shiver. Sorry, lady.
I mean, we're laughing about this. I mean, this could be... this is, you know, the cure is going to be worse than the problem.
That's right. That's what I agree. The cure is going to be worse than the problem. They're going to try to shut down all the industry in the United States and then leave us stranded, flapping in the breeze like a dog.
Well, let's see. Let's see what Jeffrey has. Jeffrey, I just described that situation that I'm very frustrated with. What's your overall impression of that?
Well, the short version is that the TSA, in my humble opinion, is a program to prepare the American people, the U.S. corporate citizens, which are not, unfortunately, have no rights. We have this thing it's called liberty, but that's not really, we're not going to go too much into it, but it's a preparation for the social credit system. Take off your shoes, take off your belt, stand there, sir. Do you have any liquids on you? Do you have any kind, you know, they don't ask you if you have thermonuclear weapons, you know, in your back pocket, but they'll ask you to take everything else off, take your clothes. So it's all psychological conditioning, and they get people, they hire these people, they need a job, and I welcome a good economy, and I welcome self-sufficiency, but that is a stepping stone. The TSA is a stepping stone to what's happening right now and the rollout of a social credit system for the whole world. That's my personal opinion.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be See, even if it, me even saying what I'm about to say, I just caught myself because I guess I've been conditioned. It's one thing for us to be harassed at the airport when we get on the plane. Now we're being harassed at Walmart.
At Walmart.
That's two
low.
Different things. Yeah, that's two different things.
It's come to your town.
Right. It's come to, you know, everyday grocery store, mall, whatever. Was that always the plan kind of from your research?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's only becoming clear to me a little bit more now because the techniques that the TSA use, you know, getting this line and then someone's telling you which line you can go into. Well, if you go to a big box store like Walmart, they may have a line and there's going to be a security guard to help control where the line goes. And then you get to the front of the store and they say, well, sir, you need to, you know, sanitize or else we can't let you in. And then you can only get two toilet paper rolls per client to be fair. And so basically what's happening at Walmart and the big box stores is just an extension of the TSA model. That's all it is. It's a social credit conditioning program. That's all it is. And it's sad to say it that way. And when you start having limits on the amount of products you can order and consume, and remember, this is probably one of the most important things I'm going to say on the show today, and hopefully it registers with the high caliber listenership, is that this coronavirus issue and what's happening in the grocery stores and limitations, what it is that the elite globalists as soon as the system got shut down, the lockdown happened, that's basically the plug being pulled on the world economy. There's going to be a minimum of bankruptcies that are going to automatically happen. It's basically, it's a permanent loss that's going to roll in. And when you have these restrictions and put it all in place, now you can get everybody to come under the social credit system because now they've been prepared. The TSA, the grocery stores, and now they're going to tell you how much you can buy, when you can buy. They may take your zip code and say you can only go to the store every Thursday so we can avoid lineups because people are going to ask to solve the problem. And they're going to just, it's a police state situation that's being rolled in. And the economy is going from a consumer, this is the key part, a consumer economy to a crisis economy. That's what we're going through right now.
Ooh, now see what you just said. They're already doing that with the elderly. They think, the older people, it's hard for them to navigate Walmart. So we got to give them their own time. You can only, now the elderly can, they're the only ones who can come and everybody, and you think on first blush, oh yeah, that's good. That makes sense. But really what it's setting up is for the next restriction. If you have a last name that starts with A through M, you can come on this day. And now M through Z, now you can come on this. So they're really, although it seems good and you want to help the elderly, it's really setting up now a situation that where everybody can be divided however they want.
Right. And I went to a pharmacy the other day to pick up something I needed. And I went at the opening, which is at 8 a.m. here because they had to change the hours. They made it less. And, it was a 24 hour. Now it's only from like 8 to 6. And when I got there, there was 2 or 3 people in front of me, and there's like a part-time young man, nothing wrong. I'm happy he's employed. I'm sure he's nervous, but he asked these questions. And the person in front of me says, are you over 70 years old? And he says, no. He says, but so I didn't see what the follow-up questions are. But now it's reaching the point where how old are you? And then when I got up, I said, well, I have to return something. I have to buy something else. He says, we don't take returns, and we don't accept cash. And what are you buying, sir? What are you buying?
Back. Where is this? The pharmacy? Where was this again?
Now this. I'm in Canada. I'm in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and certain chains were rolling out I think it's like a government process, a protocol. And one of the questions that maybe they ad-libbed or maybe they made a mistake, but they asked me, "What are you buying?" And the reason I said, "Well, why are you asking me that?" Says I need to shop. He says, we want to guide you to the right aisle so that you don't have to waste time because we have other people waiting, so we want to optimize your visit here.
Yeah. And they said no cash? cash.
Right, and they said that. It's not that they don't they removed the cash register. It's that they for them, the psychology is the transmission of the transmission of the coronavirus. But see, the thing is that when you're when you go through a common core education system, which is communism, and it's behavioral based versus knowledge based versus self-sustainability.
Outcome based, right. They have an outcome for you. Yeah.
That's it. And when you do that, what happens is the young man in the store who asked me, what are you going to buy? And we don't use cash for these transactions, he doesn't realize when he's done later on the shift, he's going to have to unpack everything, put everything in the shelf. And the transmission is not, I mean, if I didn't have to touch anything in the store, that's fine. But everybody, human beings are stocking the shelves. Human beings are delivering those pallets. Truckers. So it's the transmission. So the psychology of no cash, but you can touch everything and everybody else can touch everything doesn't make any sense. It's designed to roll out the social credit. And as the people come to the terms that, hey, there's a permanent loss, financial loss, a lot of places are going to go under, then the psychology is, well, I better go get money out of the bank. And they're going to go try to get the money out of the bank, but they can't because there's limitations. There's daily withdrawal limits. It's called capital controls. And when you can't really withdraw your cash, for those who actually have some, which is not very, unfortunately, not enough, what you're doing is they're preventing a run on the banks by saying we're going cashless. They're stemming a run on the banks for cash. So they're limiting the cashes because whoever has cash in a crash is king. And if the dollar's in trouble, whoever has precious metals is king. So this is something that, that's been crossing my mind. I'm just sharing it with the listenership.
Now, one of the interesting things, I want to get back to that line. Well, let me not get off that line of thought because I think that's very important. The no cash, when I go to Walmart and they want to tell me stand 6 feet back, I'm not standing 6 feet, away from the cashier. I'm like 1 foot away. He's handing me things, just like you're saying. I'm not, when I put my debit card in the little reader there and put my PIN number in, how many other people have pressed that PIN? I mean, it's ridiculous.
How often do you clean that?
Right. Do you clean it by every time?
Yeah, every time.
Somebody uses it, you clean it?
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. What about, has a cashier been tested? I mean, it's not that these, I'm saying that, well, these are good procedures. Social distancing is a good procedure. This will help stop the spread of virus. What I'm saying is, and you tell me your thoughts, Jeffrey, if this virus is as deadly as they say it is or what have you, then that seems like, you know, maybe that would be a good idea to do that. Okay. If that's true, then why are you ignoring it when it comes to the cash register? When you ignore it when it comes to the debit card machine? When you ignore it when it comes to all, then that makes me believe that it's all BS. That it's not as deadly as you're telling, or you don't care. That therefore it's either A, not as bad as you're telling us, or B, this is about something else.
Pavlov's dog.
Yeah, it's about outcome-based education. Exactly. Remember, you just went to school so you have outcome-based. Now they're outcome-basing society.
Yeah, and the Walmart got you yesterday, too, with that bag of one pack of meat they allowed you to buy.
One pound of meat.
1 pound.
One pound of meat.
I got a family of four.
Yeah,
what is that going to do?
I got a family of five. I got a family of five, and you came over and ate, and Uncle Steve came over, too.
And he ate too much. We had to ration him.
We're going to ration Uncle Steve. Jeffrey, I'm just explaining kind of my thought process on that. It's like, what other conclusion can you come to that either they're retarded and can't figure this out, that this is really stupid, or it is guaranteed it's about some kind of dog training?
Yes.
It's a little bit of both. It's like, you know, if you... There was a documentary, I think it was on KCTS along in Boston or something like that. I don't know if I have the name right, but the short version of the story is that the Prussian people had to change their education model because they wouldn't follow orders in the war. And then Ontario, Canada, and the United States, they adopted an education system that was to produce obedience. To produce conditioning, the bell rings, get up, the bell rings, you have to go back to your desk. It's like your shift and your badges. So it has nothing to do with, you being self-sufficient and living an independent life, a rugged lifestyle where you are the king of yourself. You are a sovereign. This is the opposite. So North America adopts an education system that produces obedience and responds to signals. And it's outcome-based and behavior-based. Well, of course you're going to have employees who don't think things through. They don't see, common sense has been, basically kneaded out of the dough. And like it's bubbles. You got to get rid of that. And so what's left is you have obedient servants and basically it's a slave system. It's a slave model. It's education slave. It's a work permit. That's why when someone comes up to me and says, I have two masters. I have a PhD. I speak six languages. And I say, well, do you own anything? Of course, I own a house. I have a car. And so I know right away they don't understand. They don't own anything. Just like the president doesn't own anything. Just like I don't own anything. Because anybody who can show me they own something, that means they understand what an allodial title is. And so basically what it is it's just a multi-thousand year conditioning program. And they just roll everything out little bits by little bits. That's why you have drag queen story time. You have the LGBT movement, the LGBTQ movement, where it's all this stuff. It's designed to create problems and that you behave like, man, this is too much. I'm going to withdraw. Well, now that all those have been rolled out, including the flat earth and all this stuff, when you put all those topics together, it's part of a business program to collapse everything and usher in the reset.
Wow, there's the music. More of this very important discussion. I mean, there's very few people can have a discussion like this with, ladies and gentlemen, that can pick apart these little details and make sense of them and give them meaning. Jeffrey Matt, jeffreymatt.com, M-A-T-T-E is the Matt part. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.